What you heard right there was the power of audio.
And audio is what we do at Odyssey. That true crime podcast you spent hours listening to,
we produce that.
That radio station where you discovered your favorite artists,
that's our station.
That weird playlist of bongo music,
we ain't judging. One of our curators made that.
Advertise with Odyssey. We can get your message in front of a broad or targeted audience. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
20 minutes away, actually 15 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, get the phone lines open here.
Man, do you need?
First chance to call in. You can sound off on what happened in college football over the weekend to your team or other teams if you want, or obviously ask us a question as always. Any question, any topic, but Tuesdays at 1:20, Brandon Adams stops by, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. BA, how are you?
What up, B?
Boy, I'm great. Football's back. Weather's gorgeous outside. Yeah. It's an awesome, awesome day.
I know that, you know, Saturday was Marshall, so it sort of was what it was. But they played, and it was fun to see them play, and they played well. What's your biggest take from what you saw Saturday?
Well, I think the most fun thing about it is you saw a couple new playmakers really emerge for Georgia. Zachariah Branch, everything we were told that he would be transferring from USC. And frankly, that's what he's supposed to be. I'm sure that Georgia spent big on him, and he showed you why on Saturday, 48-yard touchdown. I think it's really exciting, though, to consider what Dwight Phillips and the role that he might have in the Georgia running game. Georgia needs more help from the running backs. I thought the running backs on Saturday were kind of okay. This Saturday, I would like for someone other than Gunnar Stockton to be the leading rusher. But in the midst of that, Dwight Phillips, I think, just looks really fun. He knows how to run around people. He knows how to run away from guys. That's a valuable commodity, I believe, for the Georgia offense.
What'd you think of Gunnar? I thought he was fine. I mean, me and Andy were talking about it. I think a better defense, he might have got smacked on a couple of those on one of those touchdown runs, but I thought, all right,
he
was fine.
Yeah, I thought he was fine. I mean, it's good to have that dimension with the legs. My prediction is he won't run as much against Tennessee as he did against Marshall, nor do I think he should. I thought through the air, it was fine. I think it could have been better with the caveat of who knows what Georgia was really willing to let him do and what they wanted to show and what they were trying to do. Some of this could have been game plan dependent. I won't pretend to know, but he was just slightly above 6 yards per attempt in the first half. That's not a great number. It was better in the second half because of the Branch touchdown primarily. Not terrible. I don't make a big deal about it. But, you know, Georgia, more often than you probably realize, has been up above 9 yards per attempt with its quarterback. Multiple quarterbacks have exceeded that number for a season. I don't think that's too ambitious of a goal for Stockton either. I would like to see him be more efficient when he throws it. And this Saturday against Austin Peay, I hope that he will be.
One of the things it's always fun to ask you about, because you do a great job of it, as you have to, doing the podcast the way that you do, but finger on the pulse of the fan base and kind of gauging the reaction. What are people happy about coming out of the game? What are people not? Because there's always going to be something people are not happy about.
So I would say there's a degree of cautious optimism. People are mostly happy, and that coincides with, hey, just football's back, so we're happy about that. Yep. We've got something to talk about. People like that, too. I mentioned some of the good stuff. People love K.J. Bolton got a block punt. They were thrilled about that. I think the offensive line has been called back into question again. Georgia got stuffed on some short yardage a couple times. Yep. Overall, had some lost yardage plays. As I said, no back other than a pretty good showing from Dwight Phillips. You didn't see the big day from Nate Frazier. I think folks are still asking questions about the offensive line. There is some curiosity about the injuries. And there's also the curiosity of, what would this look like if you're playing a real team? And we won't know that for 2 weeks.
I mean, they're big on the offensive line. I know one of the young men got his ankle rolled up a little bit, but, I mean, he was just out there whipping ass before he got hurt and everything. So, I mean, going back into what we talked about 2 weeks ago, is this still the biggest question with this offense, is the offensive line?
I mean, I think probably so. It's certainly among the biggest questions because it was not a group that played great probably a year ago, but you still like the component pieces, you know. A positive story seems to be Monroe Freeling. Freeling would be the first to tell you, had a very bad game against Notre Dame. He was also injured during spring practice. Mm-hmm. Now he seems healthy, and people who know more than me have told me they thought he had a really good game on Saturday. I'll take their word for that. You know, Juan Gaston, as a true freshman, emerges a starter. That's kind of a cool story. Then he gets hurt right away. Kirby was very tight-lipped today about how healthy or not Gaston is. I guess we'll have to wait and see. The assumption is big guy and ankle, that's going to linger for a while. So it's still very much a work in progress. Ernest Green seems like he's still battling something. How significant is it? Once again, we don't know. Significant enough that he didn't play very much on Saturday. So I think we just don't know. It's going to take a real opponent to determine. But going into Tennessee next two Saturday nights from now, or Saturday afternoons from now, you better believe how the offensive line holds up there is going to be something a lot of Georgia fans are paying very close attention to.
Brandon Adams joins us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, talking some Georgia football, talking college football in general as well. And you know what it is. It's week one. There's going to be big reactions, some overreactions. I think some things are just getting a lot of attention because they're big stories also. I don't think everything's an overreaction. But if there was one thing or two things from this weekend that you think are being overreacted to, what are they?
Well, from the standpoint of a Georgia conversation, I still think Alabama looms as a very tough game for Georgia.
Agreed.
Final Saturday in September, despite how bad they looked against Florida State. And here's part of why we love college football so much, because it has the ability to surprise you, and every now and then it just reminds you of how incorrect your predictions can be. I wouldn't have seen that implosion from Alabama coming from anywhere. I didn't see it at all. It did happen. It certainly suggests that Kalen DeBoer's got some real problems, but I think that's still a very tough game for Georgia overall. I think Alabama will certainly figure more out eventually. They had going for them against Florida State. So I would caution any Georgia fan, myself included, we could laugh at Alabama for how bad they looked, and frankly, we should laugh at them for how bad they looked. But that doesn't change the fact it's still a tough game for Georgia, especially given the history of Georgia against that uniform.
What do you think about the, not necessarily how he played, but the whole Carson Beck loving football again?
I mean, to me, that whole storyline was the silliest thing I've seen on Sunday night. You used the word fine earlier for Gunnar Stockton. I thought Carson Beck was fine. He was fine. He played okay. You know, this idea that, boy, he's got his passion for the game back. When the narrative wants to write itself, it will write itself no matter how small the evidence is to support that. Do you realize that the numbers that Carson put up against Notre Dame Sunday night were almost identical to the numbers that Gunnar Stockton put up against a better Notre Dame defense and the Sugar Bowl? Difference is Carson won, Gunnar lost, but Gunnar wasn't the reason that Georgia lost the Sugar Bowl to Notre Dame. I'm also not trying to hate on Carson Beck here. He was fine. He made some good throws. He got away from some bad throws, which is pretty much what Carson Beck did for 2 years here in a Georgia uniform. Miami is clearly better with him than they would be with Adam, I think. And Notre Dame is not the team it once was, certainly with Al Golden no longer as defensive coordinator. And, you know, we'll see what's going on for them at quarterback. Frankly, I thought that Carr, for the most part, was just sort of fine. Mm. But it's really interesting how try-hard the narrative around Beck was on Sunday night when, for the most part, I thought he was fine.
Yeah, I know. You know what it is. It's just like we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, people love the if it fits the culture, if it fits the narrative, to try to fit it in there. Him going to Miami and all the flash and the glitz, and then the same thing with Gunnar Stockton.
Sure.
Old pickup truck.
Country boy.
Oh, yeah. All that kind of stuff. Now, again, we were talking about this earlier. I do think certain personalities fit into what fan bases want their guys to be little bit better. And I do think that he definitely, if he plays well and they continue to win, I think he's going to be a star down there.
Yeah, I mean, the truth is never 100% what you want it to be. I would say that Gunnar Stockton does fit my personality a bit better. I do like him, what he embodies as the Georgia quarterback. But to go back to what he said earlier, that doesn't mean he was perfect on Saturday. He wasn't. Right. There's a lot about Carson Beck that gets on my nerves. But while as Georgia quarterback, played the hero role against Georgia Tech, I'm grateful for it. Came back in against Texas in the SEC championship, handed the ball off for the game-winning touchdown. I'm glad that he did. Just because Carson Beck, I find him annoying, doesn't mean that he does. And I do find him annoying.
What is it about him that is annoying? Because I don't really know. I just watch him play, and you hear the stuff. But like, I haven't been around
him. All of the social media stuff, being led around by the nose by his girlfriend last year. Like, I'm just
led
not into that.
Around the nose.
Listen,
by the nose.
That makes me 100 years old, which is fine.
Fair enough.
But I find that to be annoying. I do think that Beck has done some good things in his career. I'm sure he'll probably do more things in the future. But let's hold off on making this be. Carson
he
Beck.
Loves football.
Again. Yeah, exactly. And listen, I do high school games, which is a far different level than what they're doing on Sunday night. As a broadcaster, I can tell you, you do fall in love with the storylines for your game. Mm. That game becomes your child. It's precious to you, and you want to build up the storylines. I think Sean McDonough and Greg McElroy were both guilty of being pretty overwrought on Sunday night, I felt like, with the whole – boy, he finally loves football again. He just looks like the same Carson from 2023. Well, guess what? The Beck from 2023 also only threw 24 touchdown passes. Let's not rewrite the history of that season either, by the way.
Last one, B.A., what about the debacle up there at Chapel Bill last night?
You could have seen this coming from a 1,000 miles away. Here is the arrogance that I cannot stand from these NFL types. The NFL is the highest level of football. Nobody disputes it. College football is underneath that. But that doesn't mean college football is easier.
Right.
It's different. It's not easier. So these guys like Mike Lombardi, the GM, Bill Belichick, the coach, Steve Lombardi, whatever his name is, that's the Brooklyn Brawler. These guys that think they're going to – they can't get the NFL job they want, so they're going to come to college football. They're going to pad their resume down here because it's easier. Guess what? We play pretty rough down here, and Bill Belichick, I think, is in the midst of finding that out.
Steve Belichick.
What I'm trying to say.
Bill Belichick's very excitable son, who's also the defensive coordinator.
He ain't getting that job.
Not at this
rate. Like Bill's going to leave and let his son have a job.
I mean, if it goes like this, they're not letting him hand it off to him.
I know we got to go, but I have said the entire time I thought that Belichick would be an abject failure as North Carolina coach. I thought last night was the first of many disasters for them this season.
See, this is why you know college football's back and so great. Brandon's just coming out
swinging. Salty PA's here.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Carson Beck's annoying, getting led around by the nose. Bill Belichick, abject failure. I love it. Thank you, B.A.
Appreciate it, B.
Good to be with you guys.
All right, we'll come back. We'll answer every question we can during the AMA. We got 6 phone lines, so load them up. 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic on the other side. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know your customers. Ralph likes his coffee black on Fridays, but Mondays he takes a little cream. Jennifer comes in every 3 years when her lease is up to get the newer and better model. And for some reason, pepperoni pizza sells like crazy on Friday nights. Who knew? At Odyssey, we have the expertise to get your media plan done right. With ads like you're hearing right now, to targeted social media campaigns, search engine optimization, and location-based advertising. Advertise with Odyssey and help us grow your business. Visit ads.odyssey.com.